When you need new technology at a ski resort, you of course look to someone in the railroad industry to fix the problem. That's what happened here. Something commonplace at those winter resorts thanks to what may seem to be an unlikely source. And it's next on the American Countryside.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Averill Harriman was chairman of the board of the Union Pacific Railroad when, in the mid-1930s, he sent men to scout a place to plant a new ski resort. The hope was to create a destination to which the UP could transport tourists. Harriman bought the land that is today the town of Sun Valley, Idaho.
Remember back in 1936, the skiing in the United States and even in Europe as we know it today was basically walking up small hills and sliding down.
Jack Seibach in Sun Valley says the area had many small hills without trees, a perfect place for skiing of that time.
Harriman had other ideas. Harriman wanted to make this roughing it in luxury. So when he came here, he wanted to develop an easy way to get up the hill.
Some rope tows and J-bars existed as ski areas, but they were cumbersome and difficult to use.
So Harriman had his gentleman at the Union Pacific Railroad in Omaha, Nebraska, a gentleman by the name of James Curran, develop an easier way to get up the mountain. Between March of 1936 and December 21st, 1936, that's when Sun Valley opened its doors, James Curran invented the chairlift.
The ski area put in the first two chairlifts in the world. But as the chairlift was being developed, there was another challenge. Harriman didn't have a name for his resort with the new ski lifts.
Averill Harriman hired a gentleman named Steve Hannigan. And Steve Hannigan was a PR person out of New York. He came out here and he hated snow, for one thing. And he didn't know what to call the place.
So the man who hated snow saw that the sun actually shined on most days. And the name of the town with the first chairlift was born. But even with a new name and a new way to get up the mountain, he still needed to get people here. That story next time as you travel the countryside in Sun Valley, Idaho. I'm Andrew McCray.